material coming your way, and a guy named Montana Bob, who, you know, we talk every week about open mic, open stage nights, and here's a prime example of somebody that kind of frequents that scene and is probably seen out and about several times a week.
Yeah, he's a big part of that circuit, and he's got some pretty clever songs.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy what you hear, and we have played some of them in the past anyway, so hopefully you've heard them before.
Good to have everybody here tonight. Good to have Utah here, and we're ready to set the scene straight on how great it is, and I think there was no finer example of that on display this past Saturday night with the first stop on the Rock Done Right tour featuring the Noble Hops Band, yours truly, Utah, and Mr. Rob Keller, who, by the way, Rob's going to be on next week's show. Also, the Shiners and the Needs Hotel Band at the beautiful Strand Theater. And first and foremost, thanks to everybody that came and supported that. Thanks to all of the bands who made it happen. And thanks for the organizers of that event that we were able to come down and enjoy an awesome night of music. Every single musician, every single band member, you guys all killed it on Saturday night.
Well, and what a beautiful, beautiful venue also. Hats off to the Strand Theater, and also, like you said, to those who came out and supported, because that was an enthusiastic crowd. They were listening to the words. They were paying attention to what was going on and were standing up and applauding the songs, and it was just an awesome feeling. I can't say enough about the vibe that was going on in that venue, and the support for local music that took place that night was incredible.
Well, I thought, I'm not a musician. I'm just a fan. And what the experience was that night was a very cool vibe of how strong I think this music scene is. This was just a sample of it. And it was better than anything you will go out and pay money for. Or any, you know, I happened to catch a little bit of that award show on Sunday night on television. And I looked at my wife and went, you can't tell me that what you saw last night was not better than what you're watching on a national television show right now. And she went, I wholeheartedly agree.
That's cool. Thanks, Betsy.
Yeah. And that's the vibe. I mean, that's how good it was that night.
Maybe everybody stepped it up because the general manager of WLER happened to be in the audience, and she's the one that's allowing all of this music to be played on the station, and she was there in attendance and checking the show out. So I think everybody had their A game on, so she got a firsthand look at what it is we are all talking about. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Even though she suspended me, she had a great. she at least came out and checked it out.
And I'll tell you what, check out. I mean, we know of the Shiners, and we're going to be having the Shiners on again. We know of the Needs Hotel Band. We've talked to those guys a lot, folks. I want to tell you, when you hear about a Noble Hops Band show, you need to go check it out, because these guys don't give themselves enough credit. That was the best performance I've seen you guys do, and that's not slighting any performance you've done, but you brought your A game to fit into the mold of that show, and we got to hear a couple of new originals as well that were just mind-boggling, well-written, fantastic, heart-touching stuff. It was very, very cool. You guys were awesome.
Well, thanks, Bob. It was a thrill to be a part of it, and yeah, Lamatt Productions again out there making everybody sound good. So
don't miss the upcoming stops.
Oh, and thanks for being an MC. You know, getting up there, giving everybody all the props.
Yeah, hey, that's just, you know, part of being play-by-play. You know, band by band. So no, it was my honor to just be on that stage to introduce you guys. I mean, that's how big of a night it was. And if you don't come check it out yourselves, folks, you don't know what you're missing, and you're missing a lot. Trust me, and I know a lot of you out there know me. I'm not filling the air with fluff. I'm telling you, you need to come out and see some of this local music. You'll be blown away by it. I've been an avid, you know, you grow up, you want to go see all these national acts, and not that I don't want to go see a national act, but it has been almost 2.5 years since I've sought out to go see some of these national shows, because I don't want to miss the local shows. They're that good, and the money is, to me, better spent, because I know that most of the time it's going to help that artist play their next gig. So That's the important part in what I'm seeing. And it's a very important part of it. And that's why we're doing this Rock Done Right tour this year, is to kind of give you a sample of what is out there, where people are playing, where you should be keeping an eye out for things to play. And the Strand Theater is one of the newcomers in the game because, you know, that facility has just been evolving. And what a magical place it is. And we're going to be May 14th over at the Belmont Complex supporting a benefit concert that will feature Highway 4 and the Peanuts Band. And then the big July 4th get-together at the Big Butler Fair that Shady Lady Productions is putting together. You're going to have multiple bands out there to jam before the fireworks display.
So, yeah, looking forward to that. So.
Yeah, and we'll be talking more about that and the band jam.
Of course, our flagship show, yeah.
Yep, yeah, and that'll be coming up in July as well. And then Corbri Woodstock in September, Labor Day weekend. And, of course, Rocktoberfest in October. So check it all out, thebandjam.com. You can check out more at 977rocks.com. And, folks, don't forget, our show is not only airing live here on 97.7 FM, but it is archived as well at 977rocks.com. And check out our kind of newly revamped grassroots page where you can go in and very easily access our past shows. Matter of fact, the other day we walked in and our friend Linda Weber out front, she was jamming into to the YJJ's episode because she missed it on Sunday night. She was able to pull it up on the website, click right on their picture. There's the songs.
I was driving back from Detroit, and it was just so easy to find the past episodes and just click on it and play, and away you go. So, yeah, great. Check it out, please.
977rocks.com. All right, Montana Bob coming up. But first, let's play some tunes here. This segment, by the way, is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. If you are a musician and you're looking for a place to record your stuff so you can be played on the Grassroots Show, well, let the Meat Locker Recording Studios handle you in first-class fashion. And our thanks to Lee Marks and the crew at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh for being avid supporters of this show and the local music scene. And we're gonna play a tune from a guy who was just announced to be a part of the band jam.
Yeah, if you were tuned in Friday morning, you heard Bob and Jay announce yet another performer at the band jam this year, and that's Wojo. And wow, what a talent. We've had him on the show a couple times, and he was at the first band jam, so he's making a return appearance this year. And can't say enough about his talents. And this is a great song called Canvas.
Yeah, oh boy, I remember seeing him for the first time, and that's the first I had seen Wojo play. And there he was up on stage, he and Nathan. And, man, he brought me right to the front of the stage, just mesmerized me with his musical detail, the artistry, and his musicianship as far as lyric writing. Just blew me away. And, folks, you'll be enamored by it as well. And give a listen in. I think this song really kind of paints that picture, if you will. And we're going to follow that up with a brand new tune from the 4019s. And when they're back in town again, we've got to get them on the show. They were in town back the first part of May, and I kind of screwed up the scheduling. So I missed those guys. We could have had them in the studio, and that was on me. We have some new material from their brand new CD, and I know you're going to love this, the 4019s, and a song called I'm Free. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got at the studio, gotta get through to you. Different me. someone I used to be, and I'm so much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so you understand this. It's more than a lyric, it's really a message. You and your questions, I need you to listen. There's one's for you, honey, and two's for your show. Three gets heavy and we're down the floor again. Four is a break, cause it's getting so late and the morning sun is breaking dawn. Ashes in the night for you. So late, the morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes, for your eyes, for your
we'll be right back. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and we are presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19 in the Wexford area, and this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, located in beautiful downtown Freeport. Stop on by and enjoy the Man Can Special, highly recommended for Pittsburgh Pirate games.
100% totally Utah recommended for Pittsburgh Pirate games.
Make no error about that.
Yeah, there you go.
We're excited to visit with a gentleman that we have played quite a bit here on the show, but this is the first time we've had a chance to chat with him on the Grassroots Show, and that's Montana Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Montana.
We're covering the states and covering the Bobs today. So we've got Utah, we've got Montana, and a couple of Bobs here.
Got Butler Bob.
Well, you can never have too many Bobs around, right?
That's right. That's right, Bob. So
yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, give us a little background of yourself and what led you down a musical trail.
Well, I started playing guitar a little bit when I was a kid. My dad taught me a few chords, and I was in a band in high school, rock band. Played some rhythm guitar, never sang, and then probably like the mid-90s, I got into it again, started playing at open stages. In fact, yeah, first open stage I played at was hosted by Lenny Collini and Vandergrift, was Carino's Bar, and that's when I first started singing, writing songs. Pretty depressing stuff at first, and then started writing the funnier stuff, you know, the fun stuff. Yeah, got to jam with different guys.
Who were some of your influences growing up? Who did you kind of, when you were picking up the guitar and playing, who inspired you?
Oh, Elvis, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. And then later on, Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, the blues rock stuff.
Now, you mentioned writing kind of downer material early on. What was the progression of that? Is just a case of playing the blues and it led into that kind of styling?
More like depressing country songs, I guess, you know.
Okay.
Going through divorce and all that kind of stuff. And then I said to myself, I got to get out of this and write happier stuff.
So it was rut music.
Yeah, right, pretty much. Yeah.
Were you fascinated by songwriters outside of, I mean, obviously with Elvis being a musical styling, were there people that you were fascinated by and their writing style? You mentioned kind of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, he always had a unique way of tying in what he was writing with the guitar. Were there people that influenced you in that aspect?
Not really. Just, picked up on things on my own, see things and, influence me and, things that happen in people's lives or, your own life.
So you say your dad taught you some chords. Did you ever take any formal training, or was it just a matter of you just pecked away and learned, the musical part of it yourself?
No lessons, just pretty much learning on my own and having other guys, show me stuff. That's pretty much it. And I'm not formally trained. Be playing at a jam, and somebody will say, is this in 4/4 time? And I'll say, yeah, I guess so. Probably.
So there is hope for me. That's what you're saying,
just
Montana.
Follow along.
So where'd the name Montana Bob come from? Because I know when I came to this area, everybody was like, oh, well, Utah, do you know Montana Bob? I'm like, yeah. No, I don't. So how'd you pick that up?
About you.
How'd you pick that up?
When I started playing at Carino's Open Stage in Vandergrift, Lenny Kalini's dad was always there, good old guy. And he would play maracas with me sometimes. And supposedly he said, it was on Thursday nights, two Thursdays in a row, when I walked in a door, a Greyhound-type bus pulled up, and it said Montana on the, like the marquee on the front of it. So he figured I should be called Montana Bob.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, his name was Leo. He's gone now, but great guy, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, yeah. It's amazing how funny things like that
happen. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Is that where you, even writing some of your, you know, I mean, we're going to do a song called Sleeping in the Kitchen. I mean, is that where you kind of peck away at writing different songs? Is it just a thought comes to mind, or, you know, you're sitting in the kitchen thinking about something?
Well, the way that, what inspired that was an ex-girlfriend was staying for the weekend, and she was cooking something in the oven, and I said, well, it's nice and warm out here. We should sleep out here tonight. So that inspired that. Sleeping in the Kitchen. Oh, yeah, that'll be a good song title. So.
Well, there you go.
What started that, yeah.
The True Life Stories of Montana Bob. Brought to you in stereo.
That's right. Well, let's give a spin to little Montana Bob and let you hear a song, and we'll come back and chat some more about some of his other material and where you might be able to catch Montana Bob in action. And you have a little... We've played this song before, but I have a feeling this is the first we're going to play this kind of a version. You have an updated version of that. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah. I've always been into Cajun music, so I tried to make this song kind of Cajun. Buckwheat Zydeco fan.
Okay.
Saw him at the Arts on the Alleghenies Festival a few years ago, which I'm a volunteer at.
Okay.
Stage manager, yeah, volunteer stage manager.
Very cool. Well, we'll have to talk a little bit about that as we... Listen right now, though, to some Montana Bob sleeping in the kitchen in the Cajun style. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You know, the other night I told my woman, I said, woman, I want breakfast in bed. She said, Montana Bob, if you want breakfast in bed, you better sleep out in the kitchen. So I wrote this song about it. It goes like this. You know, if I was looking for a woman, I'd want me a fat and sassy woman. Well, I don't want no skinny girl that weighs about 100 pounds. She might blow away in the wind, her body may never be found. I want a fat and sassy woman to keep me warm tonight. Now she can't tell me what to do, and I'll do it right away, right away. And I don't care what the hell you say, I'm gonna do it anyway. I want a fat and sassy woman to keep me warm tonight. I want a fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I want a fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I want a fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I want a fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I want a fat and sassy woman to keep me warm tonight. That's the fly now. Rust and its slip and clutch, and my guitar I wouldn't miss too much with its broken strings and such. I got my fat and sassy woman to keep me warm tonight. I got my fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I got my fat and sassy woman, fat and sassy woman. I got my fat and sassy woman. Woman. I got my fat and sassy woman, keep me warm tonight. You know, if I was looking for a woman, I'd want me a fat and sassy woman. Now she'd be shade in the summertime, she'd keep me warm in the wintertime too. She'd be a big booty Judy. Sassy woman, full figure. I love my fat and sassy woman, plus size. I love my fat and sassy woman, built for traction, not speed. I love my fat and sassy woman, might be in the fat and sassy saloon. I love my fat and sassy woman, and she's keeping me warm tonight. Amen, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. We're visiting with Montana Bob on this weekend's episode, and we're being brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, of course. Just heard us. Fat and Sassy Woman following up Sleeping in the Kitchen. So what was the inspiration on that? It wasn't connected to the conversation in the kitchen, was it?
No, not at all. I guess it was like the late 90s. Used to play at a Sunday night blues jam at the Fat and Sassy Saloon in Brackenridge. It's not there anymore, but that inspired me to write that song. And I recorded at the Band M Studios in Trenum. It's going to be on Miss Freddie's upcoming acoustic CD. It's one of her favorite songs, so she asked me to record it there and to put on her CD, so I thought that was really cool. Miss Freddie's a great blues singer.
Yeah, that's
out of the Pittsburgh area.
That's someone we need to get on the air. We've mentioned that a few times. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a list.
Yeah. Yeah. Personally, I had heard about her for many years. First got to see her perform, I think it was last year at the Corbett Woodstock, wasn't she there? And that was, I was blown away.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
Great lady.
So that's the first I'd actually seen her live. So, well, that's got to be pretty cool, Bob, you know, to be invited to play on somebody else's CD.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed, you know, proud to do that. And a couple of good friends of mine played on it with me. Mike Houston played two keyboard parts, two guitar parts, and bass, and Derek Edwards played percussion. Great musicians.
Bob, you bring up you know, some names of, obviously, Mike Houston hosts the open mic at the Saxony Inn. Folks have heard us mention his name quite a bit when we do our general concert calendar. And you work the open mic nights, open stages, quite a bit. You go to quite a few of these. I think that's another, you know, we talk about the musicians that we have around here and the talent that is around that, you know, is in some facets a well-kept secret, because there's so much talent here and there's so many good shows. But I think these open mic, open stage nights that are around are also, you know, in some cases a well-kept secret from a lot of people that haven't been to one of these. You've been to quite a few. Would you agree with that? I mean, there's a lot of talent that's available on a nightly basis.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, I've played with a lot of guys that otherwise I'd never have a chance to jam with. You know, great guitarists and musicians in general, you know, great drummers and bass players, keyboard players.
And I think that's something, I mean, obviously these are things that have been around quite a bit, but when you see what's happening around here with the amount of these, it almost gives you kind of a feel of a Nashville flair where you can bop into a doorway, you know, constantly, and it almost seems like there's a jam going on all the time where, you know, almost nightly, I think, you know, I see it popping up on social media quite a bit, that, you know, there's a lot going on. So there's a lot to do if you are a musician or for someone, you know, I think, a couple of weeks ago we had Mary Lou Scherter on Utah, and you know, she was talking about it's kind of how she got her start, and we've heard that common theme before where people have gotten their start just popping into, well, Jake Parks and his band, I mean, just getting their starts at some of these open mic nights.
Yeah, I remember when he called me up about the Rainbow open mic. He'd never done one before, didn't know, you know, what he was supposed to do, show up, whatever, and then he come down and blew everybody away, and yeah. Well, the rest is history, right?
Yeah, I know Mary Lou. Yeah, great talent there.
Yeah.
Great singer, musician, songwriter.
And very young in her career, in a sense, right now. At least her second career, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, with what she's doing now. Bob, when you do record, is it a case when you bring people in to help you out on a song, do you have a consistent group of people that help you, or is it whatever fits the moment?
I record it all. I mostly do most of the stuff myself. I've had a couple of friends playing different songs. A friend of mine, Mark Zanotti played some guitar tracks on different songs I have recorded. They played on the original Sleeping in the Kitchen and a song called She Got the Diamond Ring and I Got the Suffering. Guilty Feelings. Great guitarist.
Very cool. You'll be obviously, you can be found at a lot of the open mic, open stage nights around the area. Where are some of your favorite places to kind of hit?
I guess I would say Saxon Inn, Blind Pig Saloon.
Okay.
Do drop in, but I think, I'm not sure if we're going to have it anymore. It's Monday Night Jam, always did real well. Kind of a band jam thing, but anybody could play acoustic too if they wanted. Mike Houston played bass on the Cajun style version of Sleeping in the Kitchen too.
Okay, and so we just heard that a little bit ago.
Yeah, and we do. He does the music for the Bander Farmers Market. We usually play together at least one time for that.
Okay,
as an acoustic duo. Yeah,
you have an opportunity to do something very special every year. You've been involved with performances that happen over in Armstrong County, and boy, there always seems to be a lot of things surrounding the Katanning area.
Right,
with regard to musical endeavors, and you've been doing some stage manager work over there for a number of years.
Yeah, about this will be my third year. The Arts on the Allegheny Concerts. The director was an old friend of mine, Mary Ann Balasek. Went to grade school together. Her mother was our third grade teacher. Yeah.
You've had some unique experiences meeting up with some of the people that have been brought in from around the area. Being the stage manager gives you, I guess that affords you a pretty unique opportunity at times.
Yeah, in fact, when I went to pick up Marty Stewart and his band at the hotel, at the Lenape Hotel, we introduced ourselves to each other and got in the van, and Marty was in the right rear seat. He was talking on his cell phone, so I didn't bother him. I talked to Kenny Vaughn up front. He's a lead guitarist. Marty was done talking on his cell phone. I said, Marty, I said, the girlfriend called me this morning and said that she heard that the concert was canceled because of high water at the amphitheater. You know, it's right along the river. Said, would you mind calling her and telling her that the concert is on and the water, you know, the water isn't up that high? So he said, sure. So I get her on the phone. So I got her on the phone. He goes, Cindy May, he says, this is Marty Stewart. And I just called to tell you that the concert isn't canceled today. The concert is on, he said.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, man. She didn't answer. She had had a birthday party going on, and so she got the voicemail.
Well, I'm
better
sure
yet, she can save it. Yeah,
yeah, it's proof.
Yeah.
Marty's.
But we're no longer together, but you know, yeah, that's a pretty cool thing to happen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up again in next month?
Yeah, it starts in June.
Okay, but we can look forward to that. And
yeah,
you know, always enjoy. I know you guys have had Southside Johnny appear over there.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah, great guys.
I think the Asbury Jukes make a regular appearance in the Armstrong County area every year. So
yeah, they get around pretty good.
Pretty cool stuff. And I know you've done some work with Chris of Izzy and Chris too.
With Chris, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Play a lot of different jams.
Very cool.
Yeah, one of the best harp players around. In fact, I wrote a song about him. It's called Harp-O-Matic. I think I played it at the Rainbow a few times with Chris. I have it all recorded except for the harp part. If I ever get him to do the harp part on it.
That's funny.
Good stuff. Montana Bob visiting with us here tonight. We have a couple more songs we're going to play. Are You Spoken For and You Gotta Do What You Gotta Do. Can you give us a little bit of insight to both of those songs?
Well, Are You Spoken For? I always liked that old saying, so inspired me to write it. Use my imagination, pretty much.
Yeah, and I like the flow of "You Got to Do What You Got to Do." You know that has a musical kind of ring to it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, just wanted to write something about the homeless, and you know, like you observe things like rusty railroad tracks and homeless people being around a campfire or a barn barrel, you know, keeping warm.
Yeah, kind
that,
of a
that thing. And the last verse is about pretty much about the way the economy went in 08.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a factory job and it shut down. Took early retirement. And, you know, the banks were going, banks were closing
off.
Up, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, taking everybody's money.
Pretty much about that. You know.
Right, right.
And, so. I work part-time now as a cart and carry-out guy at Natron Heights Walmart. So kind of threw that in there, too.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do, you know.
Yeah, personal experience, but also, you know, referring some of those that were hit quite hard in that time period. So.
Yeah, right, yeah, the recession, yeah. Cool. Hit pretty hard there.
Well, Bob, hopefully we'll see you out on an open mic, open stage night, or maybe over in Armstrong County. We appreciate visiting with you tonight and you sharing some of your music with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
It's Montana Bob here on the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station, 97.7. rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, it rocks. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Saturday, May 14th, it's the next stop on the year-long Rock Done Right Tour, presented by The Rock Station 97.7. Head on over to the Belmont Complex in Katanning for the Dam Benefit Concert. This benefits recreational boating on the Allegheny River and will feature the Peanuts Band and Highway 4. Also that night at the Lindora Hotel, catch the Needs Hotel Band along with opener Mary Lou Scherter. Also on the 14th, Turbo Rock Time, Turbo Sonics, Surf Rock at Pizza Fest in Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. On Sunday, May 15th, an opportunity to catch Tom Pappas and Scott Blasey of the Clarks at the Tom Panay Art Studio from 2 to 5 p.m. Now, this is a sold-out show, but exclusively for Grassroots listeners and listeners of The Rock Station 97.7. You'll have an opportunity to win tickets all this week on The Rock Show Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. with Jake Klein, so be sure to check that out. On Saturday, May 21st, at the Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville, it's Slim Forsyth and the Turbo Sonics. They'll be opening up the acoustically perfect outdoor amphitheater for the season. It's a free show. You can drop on by. The kitchen will be open late and enjoy surf rock, rockabilly, and rock and roll along with some turbo gospel. On Friday, May 27th, the Red Lines, Highland Brothers Band, and Paul Joseph of Wine and Spirit will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. That's a 9:30 showtime, and there is no cover. Speaking of the Red Lines, you can spend an evening with Brian Cease of the Red Lines, a solo acoustic show at Reclamation Brewing, Wednesday, May 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. There is no cover, and that is an all-ages show. On the open mic, open stage calendar, why not drop on in at the Saxon Inn in Natrona the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m., hosted by Mike Houston. Second and fourth Tuesday of every month at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock. Every Wednesday night down in Moondogs in Blonox. And at Spiel's Tavern in Greensburg, it's every Thursday night. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, mark it Thursday, May 12th, 7 p.m. It's an evening of acoustic music featuring Dan Hubbard with special guests The Shiners and the Noble Hops Band. It's a 21 and over show, and there's no cover. And it's at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn. Get on out and support local music.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. We thank all of the folks who invest their money into local music and this particular show, which is now 200-plus episodes for us. And we're excited to be here. And our thanks to Montana Bob, who just played with us four different songs, some fun stuff there. And hopefully you'll get out and catch Montana Bob whenever he's out at a... Maybe you'll be gigging with him. Who knows? You know, one of the open mic nights.
He's certainly one of the regulars that makes the rounds, so it won't be hard to catch him if you do drop in at one.
No pun intended.
Oh, no pun intended.
The good to have him on the show here. And, of course, speaking of dropping in, we hope you're going to drop in on us coming up in July. In fact, two of the dates in July are very close and personal to us here with The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions, because two stops on the Rock Down Right tour are just that. July 4th, the Big Butler Fair, going to be kind of music opening up the fireworks.
Yeah, so you can come, bring the kids, throw your blankets there in the grandstand area, enjoy some music, enjoy the Big Butler Fair, and followed by a spectacular fireworks show.
How about that? And that'll be at the Big Butler Fair on July 4th, which this year is a Monday, so you'll have a nice extended weekend, and you can extend your festivities and enjoy the night with some great local music. And, of course, then 2 weeks after that, July 15th and 16th, is the heart of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. We invite you to come out and stay for the entire weekend. We always stay right through the 17th, which is Sunday. Camp out for the weekend, have a good time, sharing some moments around the fire in the wee hours of the morning, and watching the bands play all Friday night and all day on Saturday. And at this particular point, we have 18 bands confirmed and excited to come play for you. And the fourth annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, you will enjoy this place. You'll enjoy the music. You'll enjoy the atmosphere. All the facilities you need are there. Kid-friendly. The whole event is family-friendly. Camp store on-site, showers, bathrooms, 10-acre lake, trails, hills, trees, music. You'll want for nothing. You just need to get your tickets now, because there is an upcharge the day of the shows. So if you wait and hold off and get them at the gate, you're going to pay a little bit more. So we encourage you to get them now.
Yeah, and you can get them right through the Band Jam website, thebandjam.com. You can buy them via your credit card, order them right up online. And as a matter of fact, there's a link there to Cooper's Lake Campground. If you want to reserve your camping spot, you can pick the actual spot where you want to be. So that's all one link. Or if you bump into Utah and any Shady Lady Productions show, tickets are available there, here at our studios on Pillow Street and Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Center Township.
Yeah, well, and I just hopped on the ticket site, and it looks like we just sold two more weekend passes. So we're doing pretty good. We are moving tickets, which is exciting. That means people are getting behind this, which is great. It's an awesome showcase for local music and just the local community in general. So hope you'll be a part of it.
Well, no doubt. We mentioned it in our first segment that I think there were some eyes opened at the Rock Down Right first stop at the Strand Theater in Zillionople, and hopefully those folks are making plans to come join the Band Jam as well, because that's exactly what it is, friends. It is musicianship at its finest. It's a great sample, and that's all it is of this show. The Band Jam is just a sample of what we offer you here on Sunday nights, but it's an opportunity to see them all back to back to back to back. I mean, we're talking 18 groups. We're going to kick the event off at about 6 o'clock Friday night. They're going to play till midnight, and it'll kick off probably around 11-ish on Saturday and play right up until midnight. I mean, every 40 minutes, you're going to have another band, bang, 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 except for some of the headliners who get a little bit of an extended time period.
Yeah, and the music and quality of the musicianship aside, it's a great production. Thanks to Lamatt Productions, they come out, run the sound and lights for us. I mean, this is just a truly incredible outdoor music event.
Yeah. And proof in the pudding is some of the recorded stuff that we've had in the past that Lee's been able to archive, and he said he's planning on doing that again this year. So, you know, it is a first-class operation when they're providing the sound, no doubt about it.
We'll just have to, like, chain the hard drive to his wrist like they do with the briefcases and spies, you know, so he doesn't lose it this year.
Kind of a la the Blues Brothers, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff. But again, check it out, thebandjam.com. We're revealing every Friday more bands, and we're closing in on it. This past week, we spun a little Wojo. You heard that in the first segment, because they were the latest band reveal, and there are more to come, including, we're excited to find out, some of the upcoming reveals have brand new albums to accompany their announcements. So stay tuned, my friends. We're going to wrap up the show with a couple of tunes here. And, well, who are we going to feature next?
Well, the Honey Riders have been cranking out some new music. So let's play another one. It's called It's a Sign.
I think you might be hard-pressed not to find the Honey Riders popping up on a grassy anom, quite possibly. We'll see how that happens.
Oh, that's right around the corner, isn't it?
In a couple of weeks, we'll be revealing. So keep your ears to the radio, because you never know what you're hearing, especially on the Grassroots Show, that might be a nominee. Jeff Fetterman. We're going to play a cut from his latest album as well. And Jeff has had some exciting times. He's had the opportunity here in the last week. Well, as a matter of fact, he is actually going to be playing a show tomorrow night at the Carnegie Music Hall, opening up for Stephen Stills and the Rides. And he's also been opening up for Kenny Wayne Shepherd, too, as part of that show. Talk about some connections there for some blues guitar.
Yeah, and if you remember, Jeff was part of our very first band jam, and he is a fantastic guitar player, great songwriter as well. So the material is just as high quality as the musicianship you'll catch with them. So
yeah,
sounds like a show not to miss.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, if you like a little blues guitar, we'll sit back and listen right now. This is Jeff Fetterman, Wash My Blues Away after the Honey Riders. And we'll be back with you next Sunday night on our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Yeah. We tried to weather the storm, but it wouldn't let us out. Baby, it's a hard cross to bear. Needing your love, you know when you weren't there. So it was time to say goodbye, go our separate ways, wish that it would rain. Wash my blues away.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Does your car need service? Consider Honda North. We service nearly every late model, including Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Nissan, Chrysler, and Subaru. For a better deal on service, go north. Honda North. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. Do believe it's true. When people lock their doors and hide inside, rumor has it it's the end of paradise. But I know if the world just passed us by, signs red. These are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
Station 97.7.